This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Tensions are growing on the campus of the University of California in Los Angeles after supporters of Israel attacked a pro-Palestinian encampment Wednesday. Campus police have ordered the protesters to leave their encampment or face arrest. The heavy police presence comes amid intense criticism of administrators and campus police for failing to act quickly to stop an attack on a pro-Palestinian camp by counter-demonstrators on Wednesday. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
UCLA Chancellor Jean Block says that a group of instigators came on campus to forcefully attack the pro-Palestinian encampment, prompting the school to ask for assistance from outside law enforcement agencies. Block says the attack on the students, faculty, and community was utterly unacceptable. He's promising that the university will conduct a thorough investigation that he says may lead to arrests, expulsions, and dismissals, and that they will examine the school's own security response. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has also called for an investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police shot and killed a student outside a middle school in the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin Wednesday after receiving a report of someone with a weapon. Authorities had previously said an active shooter who never got inside the building was neutralized outside the school in the small village of Mount Horeb. Steve Salermo, the superintendent of the Mount Horeb School District, told local television station WKOW and other reporters that recent safety improvements saved lives.
Had it not been for our community stepping up to the plate to help support capital and operational referendums that allowed us to install safety measures, including vestibules, locked front doors and the like, this could have been a far worse tragedy.
This is VOA News. School districts across the United States have sought ways to prevent mass shootings inside their walls, from physical security measures to active shooter drills. Many also rely on teachers and administrators working to detect early signs of mental health struggles among their students. Chinese state-run media says the death toll from a highway collapse in southern China's Guangdong province has risen to 36. Local authorities say a 17-meter-long section of the highway collapsed early Wednesday after heavy rains. Search and rescue efforts have located about 23 vehicles in the debris. 30 other people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The National Weather Office said Thursday that parts of central and eastern Guangdong have received up to 600 millimeters of rain in the last 10 days, three times the amount normally expected at this time of year. The Philippines Foreign Affairs Department said Thursday it summoned a senior Chinese embassy official over the harassment of Philippine vessels in the South China Sea. Manila and Beijing have a long history of territorial disputes in the South China Sea, with several collisions involving Philippine and Chinese vessels in recent months. The latest incident happened near the Scarborough Shoal when two Philippine Coast Guard ships were delivering food and fuel to Philippine fishermen. One of the boats was damaged when it was blasted by water cannons from Chinese Coast Guard boats. The Scarborough Shoal is a fisheries-rich atoll seized by China in 2012, despite it being inside the Philippines' 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zone. China has claimed sovereignty over nearly the entire South China Sea, ignoring competing claims from the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. Lawmakers in the Solomon Islands selected Foreign Minister Jeremiah Manalei as the Pacific Nation's new prime minister. Manalei won 31 votes, with opposition leader Matthew Welles receiving 18. In his victory speech, the incoming prime minister called for calm, noting the island's history of post-election violence.
Today, we show the world that we are better than that. We must respect and uphold the democratic process of electing our prime minister and set an example for our children and their children.
Manalei traveled to China as foreign minister in 2019 to formalize Solomon Islands' switch in diplomatic ties from Taiwan to China. While his coalition of opposition parties had criticized the arrival of Chinese police in 2022 and favored returning to closer ties with traditional aid donors such as Australia and accepting infrastructure aid from the United States. I am Richard Green for VOA News.